Memorizing Scripture.
Wielding the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, involves not only mining Scripture, but also memorizing Scripture. As Charles Swindoll ably points out, no single spiritual discipline is more prudent or practical than Scripture memorization. That's right. No other single discipline is more useful and rewarding than this. No other single exercise pays greater spiritual dividends. Your prayer life will be strengthened. Your witnessing will be sharper and much more effective. Your counseling will be in demand. Your attitudes and outlook will begin to change. Your mind will become alert and observant. Your confidence and assurance will be enhanced. Your faith will be solidified. Despite such marvelous benefits, far too few Christians have made Scripture memorization a lifestyle. For the most part, it's not because they don't want to, but because they've never been taught how to. Thus, they frequently suppose that they have bad memories when, in reality, they simply have untrained memories. Having taught memory for decades, I'm convinced that anyone, regardless of age or acumen, can ably memorize Scripture. God has called all of us to write His Word on the tablet of our hearts, and with that call, He has provided the ability commensurate with the task. Your mind is like a muscle. If you exercise it, you will increase its capacity to remember and recall information. If you don't, like a muscle, it will atrophy. And remember, there's no time like the present to get started. A good place to begin is Psalm 119. In fact, committing verse 11 of that passage to memory, "I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you," might well encourage you to make Scripture memorization a lifestyle.